I speak unto thee this day, and I say that I, the living God, never ever intended that ye would reveal all that I've given unto thee unto strangers, unto passers-by. For I say that men will grow jealous and envious and seek to steal what I've given unto thee. But I say that I, the living God, have called thee to hold steadfastly to the treasure that I provide thee, for it is the way of my life. And I say that I've called thee to give out as it is dictated by me. For I say it is me, the living God, who is the way of life, the way of truth, and the way of mercy provided. And it is me, the living God, who will be ever available unto thee to purpose thee continually if you keep your vision upon me. For I say that men are conniving and scheming in this wicked generation. They are not steadfast in me. And I say there are multitudes who literally steal that which I've given from others and claim it as their own. I say that I, the living God, never called thee to be connected to such fraudulence, to such perjury. No, not at all. That is, in the sense that men are lying and deceiving, proclaiming that it is me that they love when it is not me that they love at all. For I say they are only seeking for ways to further their own acclaim and proclaim that it is of me. But I say they are doing that because their hearts are not steady with me, the one true God. I say that I, the living God, have called thee to walk uprightly, to be ever purposed, coming forth in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. And I say that I've called thee to be thankful, that I will bring thee forth, that I will uplift thee and guide thee in my way. For I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to be taken in the confusion of those who are not steadfast with me. For I say one day they will love thee, the next day they will hate thee and try to take all that you have. But I say that I, the living God, will keep thee if you keep yourself in me. And I say, be ever constant in your inquiry before me, for I, the living God, ordain it to be so. That is, I do not call thee to be taken in by sweet words and falsehood, but I call thee to be directed by me. For I say it is me, the living God, who is ever available to guide my own. I say you are living in times of severe treachery when men are full of murder in their hearts. That is, they think nothing of killing their brother to advance themselves. But I say that I, the living God, never call thee to be partaking of such darkness. No, not at all. But I say that I've called thee to continue in the light, the life that I provide. I say you are living in a time, and even in the year ahead of thee, when you will see many treacherous men exposed and revealed in their plots. For I say it is me, the living God, who will show thee those things, if you will but inquire of me. I say, do not be hasty to offer unto any man, unless I, the living God, tell thee to do so. For I say there are treacherous men on every corner, waiting to pounce, to take, to steal, to devour and destroy. But I say that I, the living God, will continue to keep thee in times of treachery, in times of darkness, if you will continue to inquire of me. For I say you are living in a time when gross darkness is impending on every hand because men have refused the light. And I say there are many who are posing as servants of mine that they love me, or so they say. But I say that they do not wait upon me, nor seek for me, nor desire me. But I say they simply desire to build up their own acclaim, their own fame, their own recognition, to be seen, to be heard of men. I say that I, the living God, never purposed thee to walk in such a way. No, not at all. But I say that I purpose thee to be ever uplifted, directed, corrected, and guided in the truth. That is, I have called thee to continue to seek your counsel of me. For I say, if it is me, the living God, that you are seeking of, it is me, the living God, who will be ever present to guide thee in my life. And it is me, the living God, who will be ever present to direct thee, correct thee, and purpose thee in the blessedness, the truth, the life that I provide. I say you are living in times when men have refused sound counsel. They have refused to be submitted unto me. And I say because of that they are ruled by demon spirits and sorely vexed by the same. But I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to be ruled by demons, but I say that I call thee to come forth in my truth. And I say that I call thee to be ever uplifted and guided, directed, corrected, and instructed by me. I say when you see men who are solidified in blaming and accusing, know that the same will be given unto thee. That is, when men are solid in their accusation, in their blame, gain, and in all of their falsehood that they make up on others while they refuse to look at themselves, I say they will seek to cover thee in the same. For I say that is their justification for hiding from me, for doing as they please when they please. But I say that if a man will not face his own sin, he does not have the right to point it out in others likewise. For I say that I, the living God, desire and require of my own, that is, the true prophets, that they face themselves. That is, that they face the sin, the iniquity, the darkness in their own hearts before they go forth to render judgment against the wicked. For I say that I, the living God, desire that my own people would be judged of me, then they have the position to execute righteous judgment. But I say, when a man or a woman has not been judged by me, and they take the judgment seat, I say they will be proven to be fools. For I say they are not allowing themselves to be judged of me, the one true God. I say that I, the living God, do not judge my people because of wickedness within me, but I say that I judge my people that they can be filled with the righteousness of who I am. That is, that they can be true messengers who have been broken by me. For I say that I, the living God, do desire that my own people would pour forth that which is purity, that which is righteousness, that which is holy. That is, I desire that my people would be seeking for my face, my counsel on every hand. I say this day there are multitudes in these wicked times who are full of false counsel. For I say they are ever ranting and raging, but I say they are not yielding themselves unto me. I say that I, the living God, have called thee to be yielding yourself unto me, to be coming forth in the truth, the light, the mercy of who I am. And I say that I've called thee to be thankful that it is me, the living God, who is well able to direct thee, correct thee, and guide thee forth. For I say that it is me, the living God, who is the way of righteousness and truth, and the way of blessedness and strength, and the way of mercy provided. And it is me, the living God, who will cause thee to be thankful if you will but yield yourselves unto me. For I say, if you will continue to seek me, to seek my face, to seek my counsel, what is it that you will find? I say you will find that I, the living God, will keep thee in the year ahead of thee in the midst of treachery and vileness on every hand. For I say you are living in times when men are thoroughly contemptible towards the truth. That is, they think they can pick and choose, and they will never lose, but I say they are fools. For I say that any man who will make gains in me must be willing to lose. That is, he must be willing to lose what he thinks he is in order to gain what I am. And I say, when a man is stubborn and proud and refusing to bow down, refusing to lose his own estate in order to gain my kingdom, I say such a man will learn to steal and deal treacherously against his brethren. And I say it is because he has corrupted himself in lies and is believing in his own worth. I say this day that the true ones will see that they are worthless apart from me. That is, they will not be proclaiming their own fame or their own gain or seeking for the same. But I say they will be seeking to find their refuge in me, for I am indeed the citadel of righteousness unto my own. That is, I am the one who is the fortress, the protection, the high tower of strength and safety. I say, I am giving thee warning because it is true. You are living in times, and even the year ahead of thee shall prove it to be so, that men are full of treachery. That is, they are full of scheming and plotting and stealing, and I say that it is wickedness on every hand. But I say it is me, the living God, who will keep thee if you will continue to seek my face, seek my counsel, and be directed by me. I say this day, be thankful that it is me that you can continue to look to, that you can continue to believe, to trust, to obey. I say, be thankful that I, the living God, will be ever present with thee to direct thee and guide thee in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. For I say, if you do not cease of seeking your counsel of me, you will be guided even in the midst of treacherous times. For I say, you will be able to look back and know that it is me, the living God, who has kept thee. But I say, if you yield to the impulse, if you yield to the faith that men present to thee without checking with me, you will find yourself deceived. And yes, you will find yourself in the midst of plots and schemes by treacherous men against the truth, against you, and against me. I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to be beguiled, deceived, and taken away from the truth, the light, the strength of who I am. But I say that I call thee to remain steady and faithful, true unto me. For I say that I've trained thee, I've called thee to seek my face, to seek my counsel, be diligent to do the same. That is, do not be running here and there, scattering thither and yon for nothing but the wind. For I say that men in this hour are as gabbling geese, ever prattling about nonsense, gaining nothing at all. That is, they are not furthering my kingdom nor themselves in the same. But I say they are simply doing their babble to be seen, to be heard, to be approved of men. I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to such a mindset, for I say that it is darkness before me. But I say that I call thee to be coming forth, ever uplifted, directed, corrected, and guided in my way. And I say that I call thee to be thankful that, yes, indeed, you are given the privilege to continue in me. That is, to continue in the truth, the light, the strength of who I am, ever made glad in the same. For I say that I, the living God, do not call thee to be as those who give way to deception, who give way to flattering words, who give way to cunningly devised tales of clever men who are only waiting to steal. For I say there are multitudes of thieves and murderers in this wicked generation, and they are claiming that they love me. But I say they are messengers of darkness sent to deceive and to lead men astray away from me. And I say they are full of falsehood, pretension, and lies, because it is not me that they love. I say this day, continue to seek your counsel of me, that you can be guided in the way of the upright, that you can be kept in the truth. I say, continue to seek your counsel of me, that you can be purposed in the blessedness of who I am. For I say, it is me, the living God, who is ever available unto thee to guide thee forth in the truth, the light, the strength, the mercies that I provide. And it is me, the living God, who is ever available to purpose thee in the blessedness, the truth that I offer unto thee. I say this day, be thankful that it is me, that you can continue to keep your focus, your vision upon, that you can follow after. I say, be thankful that I, the living God, will be ever present to purpose thee in the blessedness, the truth, the light that I provide. I say, be thankful that you do not need to be found guilty as multitudes are guilty. For I say that my own people have refused to seek my face, my counsel, then they end in a ditch and they wonder why. But I say it is because they did not wait upon me, nor seek for me, nor desire to be led forth by me. I say it is me, the living God, who will uplift thee, direct thee, correct thee, and guide thee forth, if you will but keep your vision, your purpose stayed upon me. Therefore I say, be thankful that it is me, the living God, that you have the privilege to come before to seek the counsel of day by day.